Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders. Afternoon, traders, and welcome to another podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Today is a special day. We're having an interview with the CEO of Access Pharma, Dr. Daniel Baggy. So I believe AXXE is extremely undervalued, and you have so much going on now. You got approved by the FDA. And so much more. So I'm going to bring him on. He's going to explain what his company is all about. And it's going to be a great time. I'm a strong believer of this company.
Hello.
Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. So tell us what AXXE is all about.
Well, we're a company that has the worldwide exclusive license for the TAPA brand. It relates to vitamins, minerals, protein, supplements, pain relief. And so we've launched several products recently. We're in the health space, obviously, you know, that deals with overall health, wellness, physical conditioning. And a couple of weeks ago, we were at one of the largest sports and fitness exhibitions in the world called the Arnold in Columbus, Ohio. We were giving away samples of our protein powder. Everyone was loving it in the sense that not only is it really what we consider the best formula out there, but it's just the taste is fabulous, so people will enjoy taking it and it will be good for them. We're going to launch in the ready-to-drink category an equally superior first quality ready-to-drink protein supplement drink. You can't call it meal replacement, but it could, you know, be a snack replacement, we'll call it. And it's very high protein. It has certain qualities that will make it universally appealing, including to the women's demographic. It has a very high protein, lactose-free, gluten-free, so there's no bloating. It has added iron, L-carnitine, which is an ingredient that burns fat even when you're not working out. And, you know, and it has some organic elements in it, like organic flaxseed for the omega-3 fish oil that the omega-3 oils from flaxseed, so that it's going to, and it, again, we've invested a lot of our resources into making this really a fabulous tasting product, so that when given a choice, we believe that going forward, the health conscious individual may, on a Monday afternoon watching, a show or something, or when they ever feel like they have to eat something, they will replace their not optimal choice with one of these ready-to-drink protein shakes. So we're really looking forward to that. We've had feedback from one of our largest customers, which is the Army Air Force Exchange Service, that they're also waiting. Impatiently for this product to be launched, which will be the ready-to-drink protein milkshake, will be ready to go within the next 3 to 4 months. So we're very excited about that. And do you have some questions that you may want to ask, or should I just keep going? Hello?
I am back. Sorry, I lost connection. Yes, I have a lot of questions actually to ask you, Doctor. Tell us some more about the FDA approval you just received recently.
Okay. The FDA approval allows us to sell into what we call regulated overseas markets. It's kind of in the States. We don't care much about that, because if it's if you manufacture a product in the States and it's a supplement or a food product, you don't need special approvals. But overseas, they're very careful about what is imported. And what this FDA approval was is that it allows us the legal right to sell into those markets. We're trying to close an important market, which is south of the border, Mexico, where the Tapo brand is very, very well recognized and in high demand. And we needed this to kind of get us through any kind of regulatory hurdles there. And it will also serve in numerous other markets in Asia and so on that require this type of an approval.
Yeah, your share price is definitely reflecting that. We went from, like, I believe last week was 6 cents all the way up to 17 cents this week. So traders are definitely loving this.
Well, I think part of that is due to the fact that in America today, more and more people are becoming aware of the need to improve in their health in several areas, whether it's working out. But one big component in the overall health is awareness of what you take into your body. And our products are designed to be natural, the healthiest and the most robust, and also great tasting. So we will help everybody, whether it's the elite athlete, or the occasional athlete, or anybody who wants to just improve their overall health.
Yes, that's very good to know. Also, I would like to know about a couple of months ago, you guys had some SEC filing. You guys are planning uplisting soon?
Yes, we're working right now on finalizing it's called an S-1, so that we will become fully reporting, and hopefully we can move up to a more senior exchange shortly thereafter.
That's really good. That's awesome. Also, you guys are expanding sales into Asia now.
Yes, we've signed a deal with an Australian distributor who has the rights for Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, South Korea, and Indonesia. So we're working hard with them. Again, even for there, we needed certain approvals, because just because it's manufactured in the States doesn't mean that they necessarily automatically approve it there. So we're working hard to get the first order going out there, and we should be soon.
That's good. Explain to me more about your marketing deal with Roc Nation.
Well, that was a major coup for us. Jay-Z and his idea. Jay-Z is one of the entertainers that we believe fits with our philosophy, and that you're really looking for not just profit, but you're looking for kind of a way to help not just people, but maybe areas. And what Jay-Z was trying to do with the Roc Nation in the throne boxing is bring back standard boxing, or the classical boxing, to its previous heights, but in a way that is not has no overhang as to, any kind of controversial issues. So with that, we were one of the founding sponsors at the event on January 9th at Madison Square Garden. We were there with Budweiser. It was televised on Fox Sports, and Tap Out is one of the founding sponsors. So we believe that will also drive us. So the next event is next month in April. It's another throne boxing event, and that we hope to be even more visibility there as we develop this. We're also working on several other very high profile sponsorships that hope that we will, if they all come about, you'll be obviously reading about it.
Yes, I hope. I'm speculating, but I hope one of them is WWE. Hoping.
Well, we can't comment on anything about that. So we can't say anything, but I can tell you that we're working hard, and we've been successful in the past in successfully consummating these types of deals, and we hope that we can continue in that vein.
Yes. So say, what's your outlook for the next, say, 6 to 9 months?
Well, our outlook is we want to follow the path of other successful companies when they, in other words, the brand, we know that the Tapout brand is very strong and it's growing. In fact, in the United States, it's relative to the size of the United States is not as big today as we would like it to be. So we're working hard on that. Overseas markets, Tapout, because of its association, its previous association with almost exclusively the MMA and the UFC, you know, mixed martial arts and the UFC, has had a huge following. In the United States, we are really broadening our base to make it to make the brand more associated with a lifestyle, the health and fitness, so that when people hear the word Tapout, they think of, wow, this is quality. And this is the kind of a lifestyle that we would like to lead, because it's always tries to improve and make better. And so in the next 6 to 9 months, we want to get that image out there more and more. And that way we know that our products in turn will reflect that those efforts, and everybody will be better off.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. For a company that's traded on the pink sheets, I have to say you guys really are a strong company overall. You're 100% up to date and filings. You have real products, and I really see you guys growing very in the right direction. And I'm just very pleased to have you on my podcast today.
Well, we thank you very much. You know, we work hard to try to build shareholder value. As I mentioned earlier, the Army Air Force Exchange Services is currently our largest customer. We give back to them. We do signings and presentations at some of the bases. We did a huge one at Fort Hood several months back. We're working with them now so that when we do have our next major marketing initiative, we will go on the bases again and help promote with the armed forces all of our products, and that will also translate into, we believe, success in the other areas as well, as we're working to build the retail and the online sales. So it's all part of a joint effort. And of course, being on the pink sheet, it was just a starting point. We do file everything on time. It's not easy, as I'm sure most of the audience will know. But we're finishing our year end now, and then we're going to finalize the S-1, and then hopefully within a relatively short period of time it'll go effective and everything will be at a different level.
Yes, that would be great. When that happens, I'd love to have you back on to talk more about that. Also, the next boxing event with Rock Nation, is that going to be at the Garden also?
Well, I don't have that information at the top of my head right now, but it's going to be in April. It's in about a month from now, and I can, I apologize for now. We've just been so busy with the financial, with the audits right now. I don't have that right at the tip of my tongue.
That's okay.
But it will be a major venue. It's not Madison Square Garden. It'll be another major venue.
Right. So thank you again for coming out to the podcast. Have a wonderful day, and let's see AXC prosper into the future.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to work hard to build shareholder value for everybody.
Thank you. Thank you again, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. That was the CEO of AXXE. Again, like I was saying, guys, I am extremely bullish on this company. I just believe in the future, the stock is going to be extremely higher than it is right now. They have so much going on that I believe this is so undervalued at this price range. This is the stuff that's been going on recently with the share price. They have so good news coming out. The share price is affecting that. I believe in the future, we're going to look back at this price range and we're going to be like, this was the bottom. I really believe we're on the ground floor of a future mega company. And I'll be back just in a few minutes. All right, I am back. Welcome to the podcast, guys. My normal podcast will be starting at 3 p.m. where I break down Power Hour, and I can just show you some trades I'm about to make. Right now, I'm eyeing CNDO. It's coming off its highs of the 52-week high at $5 range. Could talk to you more about that in the next podcast. So right now, AXXE is trading at 10 cents. It's down 16% today, off from its highs earlier in the week. I think this is a great time to buy right now. The price range to buy at. I'm going to stop the show right here. Thank you again for joining me on our interview of Access Pharma Incorporated with Dr. Daniel Baggy. And we're going to bring you more interviews in the future with this company and some other companies. So follow me, and you'll be updated every day. I have a podcast every day live between Power Hour. Thank you again. As always, let the training gods be with you. Peace.